Scientists and policymakers have looked to hydrogen as a way to replace fossil fuels for decades. That's because when it's used to power a car or fuel a power plant, hydrogen creates no carbon dioxide. Its chief byproduct is water. But getting a clean, cheap source of it has been hard to do. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, a Biden administration push is causing some companies to revive the dream of a hydrogen economy.
At an industrial site in southeast Ohio, about 100 people are inside a big white tent. They're guests of Long Ridge Energy Generation, which has recently built a natural gas power plant here. Company CFO Vance Powers points to a big blue building.
Inside that building, with that big thing that looks like a radiator on it, is the generator, which spins and moves the electrons.
But the generator isn't what's attracted the crowd of business people and local officials today. It's what the generator is running on. Every few days, a truck from a nearby chemical plant delivers hydrogen in big white tubes. A few weeks ago, Long Ridge started mixing in a small amount of hydrogen, no more than 5%, to fuel the plant.
So the fuel delivery goes over to the other side of that building where the hydrogen is blended into the natural gas, and then it goes into the combustion turbine.
Eventually, the company wants to run the plant completely on hydrogen. The only problem is getting it. Right now, most hydrogen is made by heating up natural gas, which creates carbon dioxide, the driving force in climate change. Long Ridge says it wants to capture that CO2 and store it underground. This method of obtaining hydrogen is known as blue hydrogen. Company CEO Bo Woolley says it could help his plant market electricity with a very small carbon footprint, something he says his customers are calling for.
What happened is the market really shifted over the last couple years, and the really conversation about clean energy, and we're really responding to what the market wants.
Woolley says his company is the first of its kind to start burning hydrogen at a natural gas power plant. But around the country, others are beating a path to hydrogen, which the federal government has been trying to support since the George W. Bush administration. President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure bill included $8 billion to create 4 hydrogen hubs around the country, where facilities create, store, and use hydrogen in industrial settings. A consortium of companies is hoping to land one of these in the Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Southeast Ohio region. That has Woolley excited.
This location here in the tri-state area is perfect for at least one of those hydrogen hubs. And so that's certainly something that we're going to be evaluating just as we think about how to make running on hydrogen more economical.
But power plants aren't the only end users of hydrogen. It's a climate-friendly solution for places where batteries aren't ideal, like in long-haul trucking, aviation, and heavy industries that need a lot of heat.
Production of plastics, production of steel, production of cement.
Hydrogen analyst Bridget Van Dorsten of the consulting firm Wood Mackenzie says the hydrogen hubs underwritten by the infrastructure bill could help lower carbon pollution from ports, air travel, and petrochemicals. Van Dorsten says blue hydrogen isn't a perfect climate solution. Companies can only capture about 90% of the CO2 created when making hydrogen out of natural gas.
But it won't ever be zero. Like the whole idea with carbon capture and storage is you're not sequestering 100% of the carbon dioxide that gets emitted.
There is a way to make hydrogen with zero emissions, green hydrogen. That's when renewable energy is used to split hydrogen atoms out of water. At least one of the hubs funded by the infrastructure bill will use green hydrogen. But Van Dorsten says in a country like the U.S., whose politics are influenced by the world's largest oil and gas industry, blue hydrogen might be the easiest path to getting carbon reductions. Think of it like a choice, she says. Would the natural gas industry go along with a plan to abandon its infrastructure?
Or do you think that they would prefer, hey, you know what, that investment that you made in all of that infrastructure, you can keep it. You just got to pay more to like add carbon capture onto it. Because I think they'd be interested in the latter.
Van Dorsten says climate policies, like a soon-to-be-implemented carbon tax in Europe, are driving interest by companies and investors into hydrogen. In the U.S., a hydrogen tax credit was part of several climate policies in last year's failed Build Back Better bill. That legislation was shot down by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. But Manchin has voiced support for hydrogen, especially hydrogen made from fossil fuels. And he's hoping one of the hubs is built in West Virginia. Environmentalists worry hydrogen from natural gas would just lock in more fracking and more pipelines, this time to carry CO2. Sean O'Leary with the progressive-leaning Ohio River Valley Institute says pipelines alone for blue hydrogen would cost billions of dollars to build.
And there is an immense question going forward, not just in Congress, but especially in the private sector, of where is that money going to come from?
O'Leary thinks that money is better spent building out renewable energy and green hydrogen. But some scientists say in the near future, using fossil fuels to make hydrogen makes sense. Getz Faeser is a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Pittsburgh.
Generating hydrogen from natural gas can actually be quite efficient.
For the time being, he says, hydrogen from fossil fuels is more cost-efficient than green hydrogen because it relies on technology that's been around for decades. In his lab, Faeser shows off several hydrogen-related projects his grad students are working on.
So this is one of the technologies we're investigating here. This is a small reactor that is filled with a metal.
He points to a case where a container has several tubes feeding into it. Inside the container is a small blob of molten metal. By running natural gas through the blob, Faeser's lab is converting methane, the main component of natural gas, into hydrogen. But instead of producing carbon dioxide, this process produces a solid version of carbon. The carbon doesn't go into the atmosphere, and disposing of it is relatively painless. No pipelines necessary.
If you really want to remove that carbon, you can literally just dump it anywhere. Carbon is completely benign.
Faeser's colleague at Pitt, James McCone, works on using hydrogen as a way to reduce CO2 from petrochemicals, aviation fuel, and fertilizers.
We're getting calls from businesses and others who are like, I want to talk about this hydrogen stuff. And I'm sort of like, I've been doing this for 15 years. Where have you all been?
McCone sees a future where electricity from solar and wind creates a steady stream of hydrogen.
Hydrogen, on some level, is going to be needed. You need a lot of it into the indefinite future.
If that hydrogen future comes, and where it comes from, depends a lot on decisions made right now. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.